Deb rolling in 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Joelle. I just don't feel the inspiration today. Sorry.
Ned, we gotta get these recorded.
I am an artist, not a vending machine. I lack my muse.
Start with the one about the free Wildwood map. Anyone can download it.
What's my motivation? I feel untethered.
Okay, then do the one for the character coloring sheets. Also a free download. Come on, Ned. I want to go home.
Where's my atomizer? My throat is dry. It's really parched. I can't...
The last one, Ned. Just read the last
this
one.
This one. This one? The, find it all at pawsandtails.org script. That's the one?
Yes, Ned. That's the one.
I need a pumpkin spice something or other. I need it right now, please. Who's in charge of this craft table? I'm the talent here, and I am in need of refreshment.
Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place. If you stay on the trails and stick with me, there's adventures to be had there, too.
Come on, CJ, jump!
It's too far.
It wasn't too far from me.
Insight for Living Ministries is proud to present Paws and Tails. Howdy and welcome to Wildwood. It's a mighty cold Saturday outside, but it is toasty and warm inside the Fix-It Shop. Papa Chuck is working away on an old chair. It really is less of a chair and more of a gathering of chair parts that are broken, paint peeled, and really just a big old mess. It's a perfect project for the Fix-It Shop. As is often the case, the club is also snuggled into the comfy wood shop. They, on the other hand, are working hard creating a mess. When you're needing to get creative, there is just nothing better than the smell of fresh-cut lumber and some smoke sneaking out of a wood-burning stove. Today, there's plenty of both in the shop. Ned is busy chipping the bark off an old oak branch with the claw of a broken hammer he found, and occasionally with his beaver teeth.
Oak is so amazing and tasty, too.
That is disgusting, Ned. Stop it.
CJ is painting a keep out sign on a broken board he got out back of the shop. Truth be told, there's more paint on CJ than on the sign. Goose is making a necklace out of macaroni noodles she painted yesterday. Marcia and Stacy? Oh, well, they're busy drawing unicorns on a mostly used up roll of butcher paper.
Interesting sign there, CJ.
I know. I think this sign will be a show of strength. We've needed something like this for a long time. It's perfect. When people see this keep out sign, they will know they had better not just walk into the clubhouse unannounced. This will show that we are a club to be respected.
I can only imagine how respect for the club will grow when everyone comes to read your sign that says, keep ought.
What? Keep ought?
What's an ought?
An ought is nothing, Goose. He forgot the letter U.
I forgot the U! Sure, I see it now. I can just start over on the other side.
What do you all think of this wood slab I just got?
It's ginormously big.
It's almost 8 feet long. It weighs a ton or two, or maybe three.
It's very interesting. What happened to it?
Let me turn it into the light.
The wood grain is so different.
It's so beautiful. I love it.
So, what happened to it? It's all squiggly and weird. I like straight wood grain.
I hate to agree with Ned.
Understand completely.
But I guess I like straight wood grain, too.
Straight wood grain is so calming and so,
so
very...
So very straight.
Stop saying things before I do, Ned. It's infuriating.
I understand completely. So, what happened to the wood? Again, I ask, why is it so squiggly?
It looks like a box of crayons melted on my mom's cookie sheet when someone left it on the stove by accident. All swirly and wild and so very interesting. So, what happened to it?
The big answer is that God made it like that.
So, she gets an answer, but good old Ned? No!
Some amazing forces came into this tree. Maybe storms or another tree fell on it, and it had to grow around it. Hard to tell.
It was God, guys. God just made it this way on purpose. Oh, I love it. What do you make out of it?
Well, it's so big and wild and different.
And so
squiggly.
CJ, that is so rude.
It's so wild and different, I just don't know yet. It feels like an invitation from God.
I don't mean to be contrary.
Of course you do. It's one of your annoying strengths.
Ah, thank you. Wait a minute. What I was saying is that it's just weird wood, Papa Chuck. What invitation are you talking about?
Good question, Ned. Everything that comes to an apprentice of Jesus like me...
And me.
And you all. Everything that has come to us has been allowed by God. Good stuff?
Good stuff is my favorite kind of stuff.
As well as the bad stuff. The hard stuff. It's all been allowed to come through so we can move closer to God and His love. The good stuff feels better.
Remember? My favorite.
But the hard stuff really gets our attention. God wants us in His arms, and everything that He allows in is an invitation to get wrapped up in His love.
CJ, you missed a spot with the paint.
What? Where?
There's a small spot on your arm that does not have paint on it. Thought you'd want to know.
Thanks, Stace.
Every Monday morning, Miss Harbor has the kids share some bit of excitement they had over the weekend. She calls it Share and Tell.
You're going down today. I have the best news.
Oh, Nikki, I can assure you that you do not have the best news. I have the best news.
You have the best news?
Well, not me. Personally, we. You.
You better just back out now.
I'm just gonna back out now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, class, settle, please.
I have such good news.
She really does.
Class, I have some bad news. I spoke with Mayor Boggs and Pastor Flynn earlier this morning. They both informed me that the old church building has officially been condemned. Termites have done such extensive damage that it is not safe for anyone to go in there. They will have to knock it down completely.
What?
No! What?
Oh, my God! They can't do that!
No.
We have to stop them!
I'm Ned the Beaver! Star of Paws and Tails. Now, I want to surprise Papa Chuck with some photos of you. So parents, take a photo of your kids listening to Paws and Tails. They can be funny photos, kooky pictures, you know, snuggled into the pillows, wherever your child listens. And I will have them posted on the wall of the clubhouse for all to see. Don't you want to be a part of the clubhouse wall? Of course you do. So just go to pawsandtails.org and send in those pictures.
While Stacy was having a good old-fashioned meltdown at school, there was excitement of another kind going on across town in the office of Mr. Rockler, the richest man in Wildwood.
Splendid. Next agenda item, Mayor Boggs.
Ah, yes. The new Rockler Enterprises Incorporated building is virtually complete. All is in place for the grand opening in 2 weeks. Just a few things left to do.
Splendid.
Which brings us to the building you will be moving out of. I have a few thoughts about how we can repurpose it.
Some time back, Mr. Rockler moved into town and bought the old coal mine that had played out decades ago. No one had any idea why a smart, rich man would want an old, shut-down coal mine that had no coal in it. Until he announced his plans to dig a tunnel all the way through the base of Wild Mountain. This would make the train trip go from 3 days to get around it to about half an hour to get through it. This was going to make Wildwood a perfect place for ships to dock, load their cargo on a train, and ship it to the whole coast faster and cheaper than ever before. It was an amazing plan that was going to put the sleepy town of Wildwood on the map, as they say.
It is such a good structure with all the improvements you've made to it since your arrival.
Mr. Rockler, Mr. Rockler, everyone, leave the room.
Mr. Youssef, we were discussing...
Now. Yes, sir.
Good day, Mr. Rockler.
What is this all about, Youssef?
That mountain is killing us. We are months behind in our tunneling projections. The rock bed is destroying our drilling equipment.
In summary, Youssef.
In summary, sir, we are ruined. Our cash reserves are exhausted. Our investors will not give us another dime, and that mountain is against us in every way.
I knew it was bad, but this...
I suggest we gather our things and leave late tomorrow night. I can have your private train car ready for departure by 2 o'clock in the morning. We must relocate at once. When they discover the truth, the town will be furious. We will justifiably be thrown into jail.
Oh, Yusuf, the town will never recover from this. Of course, you're right. We'll leave tomorrow night.
High up in the darkest part of Wild Mountain is a cave that smells of sulfur and decay. Animals stay far away from it because it is the home of a third-rate failure of a demon named Minion. His faceless, shapeless form was assigned to this remote part of the country some years ago as a punishment. He's been working hard and lying to anyone foolish enough to listen to him. One of his many deceived assistants is Timothy Owl.
I have news, sir. Your dark sadness.
Timothy has some time ago chosen to believe Minion, who lies constantly to others. Strange how some cannot see what is right in front of them, plain and simple. Minion has others, too, who work for him, and all of them wear the strange amulet around their neck. Minion has told them it gives them power and protection. But anything promised from a lying spirit is more than likely just another lie.
Timothy Owl, reporting for duty. Got myself a lovely little hiding spot here where I can listen in to everything Mr. Rottler says. Pretty clever of me, if I do say so myself. Oh, sorry. Ever so sorry. Everything is really starting to come apart down there. They have plans to leave town tomorrow in the darkness of night. The town will be ruined. Wildwood has bet everything on Rockler and this tunnel, believed every lie he told them. I'd say we have 48 hours before it all goes kaput. If it does all go, kaput, you will still keep up your part of the bargain, won't you?
How can you make any progress without help from the town?
This is a good plan, Mr. Minion. Sir Minion, I'm totally silent.
Years I've been waiting. It's all in place. But I need permission to release the devastation, or we will lose this whole mountain to God and his angels.
I've got my fingers crossed, sir, hoping for your devastation. Sounds exciting. I mean for you, not so much for the town.
Silence!
Oh, silent, but totally quiet now.
Do you know what's the biggest problem?
I guess I don't.
What? To where? I get so excited about going to school that I don't plan stuff out very well. I wore my shirt on backwards last week, don't you know?
Here is one of our newly made Paws and Tails t-shirts. It has the Paws and Tails logo on the front, so you'll never be confused and wear it backwards.
It would be so great if people could just go on to pawsandtails.org and order one.
Goose, I think you're a genius.
Well, a good portion of the town is gathered out in front of Stacy's house, just waiting for the good news from Doc Lowell. In a small town like Wildwood, the arrival of a new baby is about as exciting as things can get.
This is so exciting! I can't stand it!
I feel like I should have brought a gift. Mom says you should always bring a gift to a baby shower.
This isn't a baby shower, Ned. It's a baby... hello party. Everyone knows you don't bring a gift to a baby hello party.
Is that true?
Ned, you don't think I know what I'm talking about?
Is that true, Miss Harbor?
Snacks, Ned. Everyone knows you bring snacks to a baby hello party.
I don't think that's...
Someone's coming to the door!
Hey, guys. Nothing's happened yet.
Aww.
Doc Lowell says anytime now.
I have deliveries of my own to make before I'm done today. Can you tell your mom to put a rush on her delivery?
What? Something's happening. I'll be right back.
I say it's a boy.
You are so wrong. It's a girl for certain.
Well, being certain doesn't mean you're right. It just means you're convinced you are right. But you could still be very wrong.
Ned, I am certain that is the most annoying thing that I have ever heard.
Well, as is often the case, these most important things in the world kinds of things often take longer than we'd like. After another hour or so, Doc Lowell himself came out for him.
Well, it's a boy.
Finally. I gotta go on my own deliveries. See y'all. Gotta go.
How is mother and baby?
Well, there is some news on that front. Mother and baby are doing fine. The baby boy...
It's a boy! It's a boy! Hey, guess what, Marcia? It's a boy!
That's enough, CJ. Keep going, Doc.
The baby is different than we expected. He's fine, but he has a condition called Down syndrome.
Doc, what does that mean?
Will he get over that?
What's the matter? Something's wrong.
Come here, guys.
No, he will not get over it. He will have this the rest of his life. He looks a little different. He will also not be the same as other kids his age. We will have to wait and see, but often a child with Down syndrome is delayed. Sometimes they stay young mentally, rather childlike all their lives, and sometimes they're fairly typical. The family is trying to take in this news. It's not what they expected, but God is good. It'll be hard. There are challenges for a child with Down syndrome. They experience life differently. The family's going to love this boy to bits, and he is going to love them right back. Now, I got to get back in there. Pray for them all. This is a hard thing.
This is so sad.
Come here, Marcia. This is not what any of us were expecting. But God is good, and there is an invitation in this. Somewhere. May have to look pretty hard for it, but...
Thank you all for coming. My brother Jonathan, he's doing fine, and so is my mom.
Are you all right, Stace?
I think so. It's so happy and sad all at the same time. I don't know what to think. I don't know what to think.
Mr. Rockler has a whole crew of folks scurrying around, packing and moving stuff around. Timothy Owl is in his secret hiding spot just outside of Mr. Rockler's office. From there, he can see most things, and he can hear absolutely everything.
Oh my! The abandoning of Wildwood has really begun. It has begun, indeed.
Mr. Rockler, do you have a preference on the grandfather clock? I can have them seal it up in a crate, or just leave it for now.
Oh, I love that old clock. How long to have it crated?
I can put it on the list, and it will be day after tomorrow.
Oh, never mind. Just leave it. I really am on a very tight
timeline here. Mr. Rockler! Mr. Rockler! Come, quickly. Tell him. Mr. Rockler, we have a new development.
What is it, Yusuf?
This is McDowell, the assayer for Wildwood.
It's a pleasure to finally meet you, Mr. Rockler.
Yes, yes. What is it?
Well, it couldn't be of any higher quality, sir. An amazing find. I think it might be the motherlode.
I'm losing patience here. I have a train to catch. What are you talking about?
You didn't tell him. I didn't know till you told me. Mr. Rockler, they found gold in the deepest part of the tunnel. It appears to be a large vein. It's gold. We struck gold.
And of very pure quality.
I'd say you struck it rich, Mr. Rockler. This is going to change everything in Wildwood. We're all going to be rich.
Oh, splendid.
Oh, goodness gracious. It was approved. The devastation has begun.
Back in the fix-it shop, Papa Chuck and the club, except for Stacy, are all sitting around and mostly just staring at their shoes.
But God can do anything, stop anything from happening. Why would he let this happen?
It's a good question, CJ.
Maybe God will heal Jonathan.
Yeah, God could do that.
Yes, he can. I don't think he will, though. This isn't a mistake, guys. God did not turn his back for a moment, and then this happened. I think God wanted Jonathan to have Down syndrome. It's simply who God made him to be.
But this is going to be hard on the family forever.
It will.
When he's a full-grown bear, and maybe still think like a kid? How is that fair?
I don't know, Ned. All I know is that this is somehow a very hard and difficult invitation from God. Anna Cindy, hot chocolate. Just what we need right now.
Hey, everyone. I just thought this was a kind of day that needs some hot chocolate. Anyone agree?
Well, I could use some.
Me too. Nana Cindy, I am just so sad, and I'm not sure what to do.
Oh, I know, sweet girl. It's because you have a good heart. When our friends are sad, it's just proper for us to be sad, too.
Oh, I hate being sad. I hate being sad for me, and I especially hate being sad for Stacy. What good does it do?
Well, this being sad is serious business. There is going to be quite a bit more of it in the future, too.
Well, that's encouraging.
Because there is more ahead for us all, it would be smart to not be afraid of it. It would be a brilliant idea to get better at being sad at times. Then, when it happens, we can step into it and take care of those we love, instead of just running away and pretending it isn't there. Stacy and her folks could use some love about now.
You know, she's kind of something.
I agree. I married her precisely because she is really something.
Hey, guys.
Stacy, how are you doing? Did you know that Nana Cindy is really something?
I did.
Oh, come here, sweet girl. How are you all doing?
Okay, so far Jonathan is a typical baby boy who cries and messes his diapers.
Oh, that's gross.
So gross.
He's so cute. I was rocking him and he grabbed my hand and started sucking on my finger.
That is so adorable. I want to rock him too.
How are your folks doing?
Pretty good. It's not what we expected, but he's ours and we love him.
Well, Sunday came, and the Clemmers, Stacy and her folks, came proud as peacocks to church with little Jonathan dressed up in the finest baby fluffery you ever did see.
Would the Clemmer family please come on up and show off this little package?
What a little angel.
You can fuss over him later. Leave him alone and let them up here. Mr. and Mrs. Clemmer, tell us about this new little miracle.
Well, he is just doing fine.
He eats all the time.
And our little Jonathan has Down syndrome. He is a little different from other babies.
He may not ever be able to be on his own, even when he grows up.
He's not just your baby now. He's our boy, too.
I'm gonna teach him how to fish.
Yeah, but I've seen you fish, Norm. And you can't catch a cold. I want Jonathan to actually bring home some trout one day.
You see, we all will be there for you and for Jonathan. This is an invitation from God, and we're all grateful for it. Welcome to Wildwood, Jonathan. Welcome home.
Invited us to lean on him, his arms.
RSVP. But it's a message wrapped up in hope that's addressed to you and me. You got invited to a brighter day when you think the sun will never shine. And there's no save the date, so you don't have to wait. You can run into his arms anytime. 'Cause if God is for us, who can be against us? We don't have to fear or give up. So when the sky is falling, hear the Spirit calling you closer to your Father above. Yeah, every situation is an invitation. Love the Lord with all your heart. Give thanks in everything. And He will lead you through the dark and make you wanna sing.
'Cause if God is for us, who can be against us? We don't have to fear or give up.
Not give us up.
When the sky is falling, hear the Spirit calling you closer to your Father.
To order a copy of today's program, Everything is an Invitation, just visit us online at pawsandtails.org. Everything is an Invitation was written and directed by Dave Carr. The song, Invitation to Love, was written by Sandy Howell and Nick Brown. Music was by Tim Hossman, and our sound designer was Eric Basil. Paws and Tails is an Insight for Living Ministries production.